And here on the show of the people, we love finding groups and working with groups that are doing great things on the ground in Austin, Texas. And there's a new one that's been brought to my attention by a longtime friend, guy I went to college with, Chris Spates over here. And there's a group called the Positive Coaching Alliance, the PCA. The motto is Better Athletes, Better People, and it's all about positive coaching in youth sports, not just not exclusive to any sport, but all youth sports. Which are, a lot of our audience and you guys out there have kids in youth sports. I want to say hi and welcome to the program. Our man Trentis Jones is here with us. Trentis, how are you?
Good. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good to see you. Now, you're from Austin. You grew up here. You have just been named the new director, the first director of the PCA branch and group here in Austin, Texas, in Central Texas.
Yes, sir. So we're happy to be here. We are the 16th chapter, our Central Texas chapter, which runs from here in Austin to San Antonio. Is the 16th chapter of the Positive Coaching Alliance.
Well, tell us what that is. Oh, you and I had lunch the other day talking about this, and for people with kids in youth sports of any sport, it's, I don't want to say it's in a crisis mode, but at the rec level, at the whether it's not competitive enough, too competitive, selects influence, we're at a crossroads kind of with our youth sports and the way we operate them.
Sure. Now, with PCA, we believe that youth sports is an amazing conduit for kids to really develop and learn life lessons, and to have that opportunity, through your adolescent years is, can set yourself up for some success down the road. And so our goal is to really help develop the kids, make sure that they're maximizing whatever it is that they're supposed to be, but then also make sure that the culture. The soil that they're planted in is a healthy one, is one that breeds development and learning. So they stay engaged and they have a good time when they're doing it.
A lot to do with sportsmanship and just becoming better people, even as young kids, becoming better kids. And when I look at high school football on Fridays, even though a team gets blasted, they still walk that line and go a straight line and they shake hands, and you can just see how much they enjoy playing the game of football. Is this kind of part of it, just being good sportsmen and everything?
Yeah, no, and a lot of it is focused on, like I said, development, making sure that we're paying attention to the process, mm-hmm. as opposed to what the present is. When someone wins or loses,
right.
A lot of times you don't have so much control over, that team or the team that you're playing against, but you have control over how hard you play, how much you dedicate yourself to your team, and your kind of acknowledgement of, hey, I want to get better.
And PCA, how about parents' involvement? That's the one that I always wonder about.
Yeah, well, it's important. I think parents certainly are obviously they're teaching their children, but I think for us, what we come in and do is provide services, resources, training, to the coaches, the parents, the administrators, as well as the kids, the players. So we're closing that circle of kind of education and awareness. Mm-hmm. When people are involved in youth sports, rarely are they doing it with malintent. They're not looking to, mess a kid up or, have anything bad happen. But, are they actually being given these tools to be successful when they're dealing with children and their development?
Trentis Jones with us, Chris Spates from the Positive Coaching Alliance. It's about positive coaching, and one of the things from the research and the literature that you guys have is becoming a part of a national movement to transform youth sports so sports can transform youth, which is important. Instead, because I think Chris Spates is here too, and you've got a youngster playing baseball, and you played ball at St. Ed's and a longtime player. I mean, it's gotten so competitive, and the dads are coaching the teams, and what kind of coaching are the coaches getting and provided so that they're coaching properly and the fundamentals of the game. Is it enough about developing as a player and as a person, as an athlete, or is it just about winning and losing and victories on Saturdays? I mean, talk about why as a parent this is important to you, the PCA.
Well, it's very important to me, obviously, as having a child that plays in youth sports and plays a variety of youth sports. You're seeing a whole lot more of specialization at the younger ages. I mean, select ball is huge business, especially here in Texas. And so what we've kind of done is you've seen some negligence towards the rec leagues where we're not having proper technique coaching, proper, attitude coaching, proper ways to get these coaches to understand how to run a practice. It's definitely something that means a lot to me because I've seen Jake, and I'm guilty of it too. I'm not casting stones from my glass house here, let me tell you. I've been pretty rough on my son as well. And since I've gotten in Positive Coaching Alliance, it's really given me a chance to take a step back and evaluate these other coaches. And as Trent has said, none of them have malintent. They all want to do right, but sure, they just don't have the training to be able to communicate with these kids. And I think what PCA does, it's kids first, but it's also being able to teach these coaches who are actually volunteering their time.
Well, we're in a different world where kids learn. Kids are, they are different. I mean, it's just that simple.
Absolutely.
Kids today are totally different from the kids 15, 20 years ago. They learn differently. They've got different kind of attitudes. They're affected by what coaches say to them. That goes far beyond what you say to them on a football field. It carries on to their, I mean, so different kids learn in different ways, and you always have to be careful. All my learning, most of my learning of sports came from the Boys Club of America. It'd be surprising. I went to the Boys Club. I didn't have specialized coaching, but the people around the Boys Club taught basketball, they taught football, and some of those guys were the same guys that did everything from volleyball on. So it's different in this day and age.
Hey, let's bring a third voice to the conversation, because Ben Rose is with us on the phone, and he is, was in charge in Houston. And one of the things about the PCA here in Austin is it's new. It's a new chapter, and it's just launching. It's trying to get some foothold here. But in Houston, it's been in place for a while, and it's shown positive impacts. Explain to Trent who Ben Rose is and what his role is right now.
So Ben is in field operations. He was the executive in Houston, and now he oversees several chapters in Austin. Central Texas is one of those. So Houston has had some great success. Certainly, AJ, who is currently their executive director, has done some great work. But Ben was there previous to him, and he's got some, opportunities to really share some success stories that I think that has happened in Houston that we're looking to, recreate and really, plant here in Central Texas.
Yeah, bring to Central Texas. Ben, welcome to the show. We appreciate it. Can you share some of the success stories in Houston of how the PCA, the Positive Coaching Alliance, has had an impact on the youth sports scene in the greater Houston area?
Sure. Thanks a lot for having us on, and really excited for the impact that we're able to make in Austin and San Antonio, and just a lot of great work to be done there with coaches and student athletes and parents. And some of the, exciting things we experienced in Houston have been awarding scholarships to student-athletes, specifically some who will be the first in their family to attend college. I think Houston chapter has awarded over $200,000 in scholarships to high school student-athletes over the last 7 years. Working with, the big school districts is an important part of what we do all over the country. So PCA Houston has had a relationship with Houston Independent School District for a long time, have done just great work with the coaches, working on campus with the student athletes, working with the parents. One of the things that the Houston Independent School District put into place was a measure where every student athlete who, if they're unfortunately ejected from the game, they are required to take a PCA online course before they can be reinstated. They've seen their coach ejections go down. They've seen, penalties like personal foul penalties go down. They've really embraced the message and have put a lot of effort into, culture building and using PCA as a way to help do that. And we've just seen such a great impact throughout the district. I know we've worked very closely with Madison High School and Reagan High School. And, those coaches are doing great work. Like Trina said, the coaches and the kids and the parents, no one kind of goes into an athletic competition or athletic experience with bad intentions, but sometimes you have to sort of, guide the intentions with the right education, and the character education that we provide really helps provide those type of baselines for, just for everyone to get the most out of the experience.
Ben Rose is with us. All right, so as you're implementing this in Houston, and now you see that it's coming to Austin with the 16th chapter of the Positive Coaching Alliance, Ben, for people listening, the parents out there, the folks who want to be coaches or are coaches, or they run youth leagues, or as you said, they're with the high schools, how do they embrace this with Positive Coaching Alliance, and how do they bring it on board and activate this within their league?
Well, I think the first thing that everybody can do, you know, without knowing sort of some of the specific tools that we provide through our workshops, like a mistake ritual, is just to stay positive. We've learned that, you know, people really thrive in a positive environment. And if you're a coach, if you're a parent, if you're hoping that your son or daughter, your student athletes will learn and become better athletes and better people, then, you know, really staying positive and overwhelmingly positive is the environment that we found that is the best for learning for young people. The way to get it going is, you know, if you're a parent or if you're a coach, go to your athletic director, go to your Little League board president, you know, ask them if they've heard about Positive Coaching Alliance. There's a good chance they have. You know, ask them if they've considered partnering or participating in workshops. And it's just, you know, part of the coaching experience and culture building experience is attending workshops and learning and implementing things that you learn and just continuing to stay focused on positivity. And we really can help everybody, do that through the tools and resources that we provide.
Ben, we appreciate the visit and best of luck, and let's keep in touch on this, okay?
Great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Ben.
All right. Positivecoach.org is the website. And guys, on the ground here in Austin, you're going to start to try to implement some of these. Colt McCoy is a national spokesman of this. Phil Jackson, the 11-time NBA champion, is a big endorser of this. And, you know, as a parent who's got kids that have come through the process, I wish this was in place before because, I mean, this was an example, an anecdote of someone who coached his son in baseball. I mean, to have a training opportunity to understand better how to coach better or run a better practice or to get more out of the young people so that the kids, because you guys have some catch points here. Double goal coaching, which strives to win while pursuing more important goals of teaching life lessons through sports and high character. The second goal is parents who concentrate on life lessons while letting coaches coach. So instead of all about winning and my kid's got to play and he's got to bat first and he's got to go here, it's about using the sports for what they should be for, which is character development, player development, and getting better within that sport and as a player and a person, Trennis.
No question. And again, to kind of chime in on what Ben was saying, going to pca-centraltx.org is our chapter website, so you can go in and kind of learn a little bit more about what we're doing and get involved. But certainly, you know, providing that support is necessary. As a former college athlete myself, you know, we are not looking to give medals out to everybody. That's not what we're trying to get accomplished here. In fact, teaching kids to embrace competition is crucial to their success. Sports and certainly youth sports is uniquely set up really to help kids develop that. That's really the only thing that they can experience that is a little pressure-filled, will require them to overcome some obstacles and to persevere. And you know, if they're not involved in that, it really, you know, it's an opportunity lost.
I think we have so many opportunities in youth sports because every group has a leader on a team or two or three that are maybe just better athletes than the other kids. To help them develop, to be leaders, to help out the other kids is really, really important. I think we really miss out on the fact that people will follow those kids. Mm-hmm. And to make those kids understand, guess what? You're a leader. People are going to follow you. Not only are you a good athlete, but you got to be a good person all around. And you can help some of these other young kids develop that way. And we kind of bypass those leaders because we say they're too young. I don't know if they're too young
to
become leaders.
You plant that seed and it can grow and it could blossom. You know, what we're trying to do really here is raise the bar. We're trying to expect more of ourselves as parents. I've got a 2.5-year-old little girl, you know, named Landon, and she's not experiencing that yet, but hopefully down the road, you know, I'll be able to tap into that for her. But, you know, I'm expecting more of parents. We're certainly expecting more of the kids, but we're also expecting more of our coaches. And so if we're expecting that as a parent, you know, I would want to go to, say, a youth league and say, hey,
sure,
what level, what tools are you giving to some of these coaches that are interacting with, you know, my most precious
kidding.
Right?
Yes.
You know, we don't want to just leave that up for chance.
Yeah, it's a great organization, and you're going to hear more about it here on The Horn for sure. Opening a chapter now in Austin. Trennis Jones is the new director. Chris Spates is here. The Positive Coaching Alliance. The big website is positivecoach.org, but the chapter website is, say it again, Trennis?
PCA-centraltx.org.
And it, And if you're just coming to it, it's for all sports. It's for boys and girls. It's youth sports up through high school sports, as you heard from Ben Rose. And to me, Chris, on the way out of this, is that it can only do good, right? It can only be a positive thing, because as Trentis said, this isn't the everyone gets a ribbon society. This is about using sports for what it's for, to develop character and sportsmanship and competitiveness, but in a positive way, not negative, where it's all about winning or it's all about select and, you know, I go here, bringing maybe, you know, some positivity back to youth sports.
Without a doubt. You know, it's just speaking from my own experience, as I mentioned earlier, you know, when you're coaching these young kids, we've seen coaches where, you know, a kid makes an error at second base and the coach jumps his stuff because he's saying, you know, we worked on this at practice, and yet you still do the same thing over and over again, except differently now, being able to take him to the side and use positive reinforcement to say, learn from that. And it's got a lot to do with the tone and tempo. And again, when I was being recruited to be on the board, the first question I asked, this isn't everyone gets a ribbon, is it? And it was made clear to me, no, we have to teach the proper way to be competitive, but do it with some compassion and do it with positivity.
All right, they're coming to Austin, and we want to help them grow. And, you know, as Ben said, as Trent said, as Chris says, reach out to your youth league. And if you're part of a youth league, reach out to these guys. The Positive Coaching Alliance, raising the bar for youth sports in Central Texas. Glad that they're here and glad to visit with you guys this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, guys.
Yes,
appreciate it, guys.